Water in the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A la cola. La 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 la. She squeezed me tight, she made it grow my spine. Oh my Lola, la 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 Lola. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walk like a woman but talk like a man. Oh my Lola, la 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 Lola, la 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 Lola.
Forthcoming on the CBC television network.
There are campfire legends that the plainsmen spin of a man who was nothing like Paladin. Couldn't ride, couldn't shoot, but he won his fame 'cause everything he said, said backward. The same. Palindrome, palindrome, what's in a name? Palindrome, palindrome, backwards the same.
Yes, palindrome. No one knew where he came from, and nobody cared. He rode into town one day from out of the west, armed not with six guns, a long rifle, a whip, a knife, a chainsaw, or some other exotic weapon. No, his only means of self-defense was his snappy little straw hat and his uncanny ability to speak only in sentences which, when spelled backwards, are exactly the same as when they were spelled forwards. Here's a scene from a forthcoming episode of Palindrome.
Howdy, stranger.
Ma'am.
Well, what's your name, partner?
Madam, I'm Adam.
Oh, well, how'd you get into town? I didn't see a horse.
A Toyota.
Sounds like you have a little sinus problem.
Tons. Oh, snot.
Hey, Doc, how about a little drink for my new friend here?
Well, I sure could use it. Look at that. His mouth's hanging wide open.
In it, Ram a martini.
Sorry, stranger. No hard liquor here. Would you like some wine or some kind of beer?
Lager, sir, is regal.
Well, that's fine. Say, you must be hungry. Uh-oh, you're not trying to lose weight on one of them fasts, are you?
Doc, note, I dissent. A fast never prevents a fatness. I diet on cod.
Sorry to tell you we're out of cod. Look, you got two choices, Italian or deli. What'll it be?
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
Well, fine then. Now for dessert, we could hail the young fresh fruit vendor over there.
Yo, banana boy!
I suppose you're just on your way out to the big new O.J. Simpson theme park.
DNA land?
Stranger, you got a snappy answer for everything. Don't you ever ask yourself the spiritual questions in life?
Do geese see God?
Well, I never thought of that one. Who's that waving at you over there?
Bob!
No, next to him.
Pop!
The woman!
Lil!
The other one!
Hannah!
The other one!
Ava!
The other one!
Eve!
My lady's leaving.
So, Ida, adios.
Stranger, I'm getting tired of this.
Huh?
Reach for the sky.
Draw, oh coward.
All right. What's the trouble there, stranger?
Snug guns.
I guess I got the drop on you then.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Oh, got me with that snappy little straw hat.
Aha!
Oh, palindrome, my hero. Would you join me in my room for lunch?
Sex at noon, taxes.
Yes, Palindrome, starring Bob Autobob as Palindrome and Meg Jem as Sis. Check your local station for time and temperature. Remember Palindrome. He gets them coming and going.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City at 91.1, 91.7 WCUC FM Clarion, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 102.9 FM WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and Tube City online at WMCK SHOB.FM McKeesport, plus here at SHOBradio.org, where you can listen through our website or a variety of other services. Today at 8:20, Sloan Davidson will be by with information on World Refugee Day and the celebration at Chinle Plaza on June 20th. We have live music with the Pittsburgh Youth Chorus at 10:05. At 10:35, you'll meet Jarrell Sims and Jaden Mitchell. They will talk about how they recently were honored in the entrepreneurial competition known as the Southwestern PA Youth Pitch Competition. They are both Pittsburgh Westinghouse students. And then we have jazz at 11:05 today with the Myla Shadell Jazz Trio. Guitar, upright bass, and drums. Myla will be joined by Chris McGraw and Soojin Park. All that, plus a pop quiz in just a moment, here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Daddy, what's the train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy, living by the track, us kids would gather up the coal in a big old gunny sack. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer had smiled and waved as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears, and we counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam and the big old driver scream with a sound my little boy will never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now. Some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how he memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna and the IC. Yeah, the nickel plate, the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast. Every time I hear my little boy say, Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? We climbed into the car and drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those old memories appear. I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train?
Utah Phillips getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. With a great song of his, Daddy, What's a Train? If you've never listened to Utah Phillips, great singer and songwriter and philosopher, observing life. I hope you had a good week this week. We welcomed several new interns now that school is out. I think all in all, we'll have about a dozen interns this summer. I also had the pleasure of taking part in a design charrette for our friends at the Lights Initiative at Perkins Eastman, the architecture firm, and that was really terrific. We had open studios throughout the week at our Youth Media Center, including sessions for youth reporters and our last open mic of the school year. We recorded a couple episodes of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast series. Actually, I think 4 episodes all in all. And we also had a chance to watch our students go through a comedy workshop, which they greatly enjoyed, as part of our Youth Media Center. And finally, we worked with the Luminari I Want to Be an Ambassador camp just yesterday. Here's hoping you had a good week. Now, it's time for this morning's pop quiz. And this morning's pop quiz might require a little bit of careful listening. Are you ready? Here it is. We want you to build a word tower. And here's how you do it. You start with the word flag. Yesterday was Flag Day. So start with the word flag. F-L, remember F-L-A-G. So start with that word, and then the next word should be a 5-letter word starting with F-L, like perhaps flake. And then the next word after that should be 6 letters, again starting with F-L, that could be floods, F-L-O-O-D-S. And then the next word would be a 7-letter word beginning with F-L. What could that be? Flanges? Would that work? F-L-A-N-G-E-S. So see how high you can go with your tower. Every word has to begin with F-L. And each succeeding word has to have one additional letter. Got it? Here's hoping you'll participate. You can reach out to us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. That is today's pop quiz. Thank you. I cannot believe how many word towers are already coming in this morning. And I'll start to share them with you in just a moment. Hello to D in Punxsutawney. It's nice to have you tuned in. Dust Bowl Jack is in Warren, Ohio, and he is continuing an annual Father's Day tradition. His car club is having their 41st Father's Day car show in Sharon, Pennsylvania tomorrow. I have a neat one for you that you probably haven't heard before, Dust Bowl. This is Bill Morrissey, who thinks he has decoded which driver is associated with which car.
I've got a Mercedes Benz with MD plates. I have no trouble finding dates. I've got 1980 Subaru. One more semester, then I'm through. A slant six Dodge is no big thrill, but it's a car no atom bomb can kill. I make a lot of dough in a high-tech job. Yeah, sure, you bet. I drive a turbo saw. I'll bet you a 10, even a fiver. You find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't a no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. Well, I've just airbrushed my Econoline. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I've got 1962 Biscayne, and it won't start if it looks like rain. A four-wheel drive with extra chrome, I keep it on the paved roads close to home. Cadillac the size of an Amtrak train, when I drive, I take two lanes. I'll bet you a 10, even a fiver. You find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't a no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. Now my Honda Civic is a real go-getter. I look great in it in my crew neck sweater. And my BMW draws applause. I am not bound by traffic laws. I got a Ranger truck. I'm for import quotas. I won't park next to no Toyotas. And my Volvo wagon will seat six. It'll run on diesel or trail mix. I'll bet you a 10, even a fiver. You find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't a no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. Well, yes, so who's inside that automobile?
Bill Morrissey at the Saturday Light Brigade with car and driver. That's especially for you, Dust Bowl Jack. Here comes some word chains now. Russ in Kang, North Carolina. Flat, flash. Flannel, flagship, flag poles. Flawlessly. Floodlights, fluctuations. Fluorocarbons, flabbergasting, and flirtatiousness. Not that we're competing, but let's see, that is 8. He made it up to a 14-letter word in his tower. Here is John from Economy Bureau. Fly, flux, flick, flower, flutter, flexible, fluctuate, flamboyant, flabbergast, flamethrower, which is 13 letters, flirtatiously, floriculturist, flirtatiousness, flightworthiness, fluorochemistries, and fluorochlorocarbon, which is 18 letters. Well done. Tom and McCandless began with the abbreviation for Florida, FL, and then he went to fly, flog, first Flames Flemish Flounder Flagstaff, Arizona, Flamboyant, Flabbergast, Flamethrower, Florianopolis, a city in Brazil, and Flannel Mouthed. Again, you start with flag, and then every word after it has to also have four letters, or has to also begin with FL. And you should have one with five letters, then one with six letters, seven letters, etc. Jim in Blackridge, good morning. He has flag, flank, flaunt, flipper, flippant, flagstone, flamboyant, flamboyancy, flim-flamming, flamboyance, flammabilities, and fibberty gibbet. A few people use that word, flibberty gibbet, which is not a word I've known before, but I could tell it gave people a lot of pleasure using that word in their chain. Here's one from John Fly, Flea, Flack, Flabby, Fluency, Flim Flam, Flamingos, Flatulence, Flashlights, Flame Proofed, Flawlessness, Floodlighting, Flabbergasting, and Flirtatiousness. By the way, Jim also had Flom in the beginning of his chain. Sue in South Park has flats, flares, flagging, flanking, and flailings. And Jim in Crafton Heights has flub, flout, flaunt, flaccid, fleecier, flywheels, floridate, flocculated, flap doodlers. And he was having trouble with 13 and 14, but did include Fliberty gibbet. I'm going to have to look that one up. Ron had a few. Thank you, Ron. Linda has flow, flood, flowery, flowers, and flagrant. And here comes Tommy in Virginia. Flit, flock, flight, flapper, flamingo, flatbread, flashlights, floodlights, flugelhorns, flabbergasted, flim flammeries, and flibberty gibbet. Flibberty gibbet. I'm going to have to look that up. That's got to be from a movie. I should know that. If anyone wants to explain that, feel free to call us, although I will look that up. Very shortly. Here comes Kathy and Tyonesta. Good morning to you, Kathy. Kathy's got flux flare, flashy, fluency, flapjack, flashbulb, fluidizing, flexography, flamboyantly, flamboyancies, flabbergasting, and flirtatiousness. And Dr. Nelson came up with a few that were quite good. Dr. Nelson has flax, floor, flunky, flowers, flexible, fluxation, and flagrantly. Well done. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. And here comes Bruce and Ingram with flag flats, florid, flapper, flintier, and flippant. So Fliberty gibbet is one of many incarnations of Middle English's flipper. The type gets smaller and smaller. Flipper gibbet, meaning gossip or chatterer. That makes sense. And it could be what you call somebody who gossips all the time, forced to endure a long flight with a Fliberty gibbet as a seat companion. And let's make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. Oh, it's a soft G. Flibberty gibbet or flibberty gibbet T. That's not a word that I've encountered before. So if you used it, thank you for teaching me a new word today. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think suitcase? Sunday morning creeps in like a nun. Monday's child has learned to tie his bootlace. See how they run.
Brand new from an album called Earl Jam. Tony Trischka's album. There, this song, along with the Gibson Brothers, the Beatles, Lady Madonna. And ask and I shall receive. I got a lot of information about the word flibbertigibbet. What a great word, because it has a lot of onomatopoeia, and it sounds exactly like what it describes, Liberty Gibbet. And Tommy in Virginia was one of several folks who pointed out that it is used in the song Maria from The Sound of Music, the nuns describing Sister Maria as a flibbertigibbet, a will-o'-the-wisp, a clown in that song. It also gets used in Slaughterhouse-Five to describe Barbara Pilgrim, the daughter of the protagonist, Billy Pilgrim. And it shows up in a few other places as well. Thank you for sharing that with me. Our history riddle is coming up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
We have just launched a Hill District Oral History Project. We'll be working with Hill District youth between the ages of 11 and 18 all summer long to capture stories of women who live, work, or were raised in Pittsburgh's Hill District. Youth can earn a stipend up to $200 for participating. No experience is necessary. You can apply at oralhistory.slbradio.org. Also, if you know of a woman with strong ties to the Hill District who is interested in sharing her story, please let them know about this opportunity to get a professionally mastered oral history that will become a family keepsake. You can nominate a woman or yourself or refer somebody to the same website, oralhistory.slbradio.org. A song for Father's Day weekend coming up in a moment. Here's our history riddle. He was born June 15th, 1921, in the Hill District of Pittsburgh, PA. He began playing piano at 2, and then 5 years later, played with the Candy Kids on KDKA. His last name is also a word that means to gather or to acquire. And here is one more hint. His best-known composition became a hit record for a guy named Johnny and was used in a film starring a man named Clint. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or you can reach us at 1-888-SLB-RADIO. 1-888-752-7234. Again, he was born on June 15th, 1921, in the Hill District of Pittsburgh, PA. He began playing piano at 2, and then 5 years later played with the Candy Kids on KDKA. His last name is also a word that means to gather or to acquire. And here is one more hint. His best-known composition became a hit record for a guy named Johnny and was used in a film starring a man named Clint. Good luck. Saturday Light Brigade Charge awaits you if you're able to identify this morning's history riddle subject. Greg Brown now with an SLB favorite.
One is long and one is short. One is thin and one is stout. In the morning when they wake, only one's breakfast can I make. One dances and knows how many squares hopscotch ought to have. One goes wah, 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 ha, ha, wah, wah. One won't eat anything much, I guess she lives on air and sun and noodles. One's beginning to learn that the milk is over there, inside of that shirt, beneath the blue eyes of the woman I love. I'm a man who's rich in daughters, and if by some wild chance I get rich in money, like say another 2 thou a year, or even 1 thou a year, I'm gonna look into having some more daughters. Daughter who was tall now was not so tall. One night we were driving home in the truck, and I was sad because I was busted and disgusted, and she looked out the window and said, Dad, the moon is coming home with us. She said, Dad, the moon is coming home with us. I'm a man who's rich in daughters. If by some wild chance I get rich in money, like another 2 thou a year, or even 1 thou a year, I'm gonna look into having some more daughters. Can walk, walks in warm and still dreaming to give me a hug or ask why it's so cold, or why is there school? Why it's so cold, or why is there school? And the one who can't walk or talk, it just lies in bed and laughs. She just lies in bed and laughs. I'm a man who's rich in daughters. If by some wild chance I get rich in money, like another 2 thou a year, or even 1 thou a year, I'm gonna look into having some more daughters.
Hold on, brother, your time's coming, won't you? Hold on, brother, it's just around the corner, don't you? Hold on, brother, when the road gets rocky, think I'll hold on, brother. They can't stop me. Getting very hard to keep off of the street. Keep off the grass and keep your feet. It's getting hard to keep your mind on a home-cooked meal that costs a dollar and a dime. Hold on, brother, your time's coming, won't you? Hold on, brother, just around the corner, don't you? Hold on, brother, when the road gets rocky, think I'll hold on, brother. they can't stop me. God knows you got nothing to lose except being on the bottom in the backside blues. God knows you got plenty to give, trying to find a righteous way to live. Hold on, brother, your time's coming, won't you? Hold on, brother, you're just around the corner, don't you? Hold on, brother, when the road gets rocky, think I'll hold on, brother. They can't stop me. Get yourself a piece of that rainbow pie. Ain't a reason in the world you can't get by. Get yourself a piece of some place to stand. Pick it up and fix it up and do it by hand. Hold on, brother, your time's coming, won't you? Hold on, brother, just around the corner, won't you? Hold on, brother, when the road gets rocky, I think I'll hold on, brother. They can't stop me, you got to hold on, brother. Your time's coming, won't you? Hold on, brother, just around the corner, don't you? Hold on, brother, when the road gets rocky, think I'll hold on, brother. They can't stop me. Hold on, brother, your time's coming, won't you? Hold on,
Guy Clark with Hold On, Brother.
Hold On, Brother,
from an album of newly discovered songs of his called Totally Handmade Volume 1. And Daughters by Greg Brown before that. He was born June 15th, 1921, in the Hill District of Pittsburgh, PA. He went to Westinghouse High School. He began playing piano at 2, and then 5 years later, played with the Candy Kids on KDKA. His last name is also a word that means to gather or to acquire. And here is one more hint. His best-known composition became a hit record for a guy named Johnny Mathis and was used in a film starring a man named Clint Eastwood. Susie will give us the answer in just a moment. And I see that Russ came up with the correct answer. Also, Rich in Freeport got it. John in Economy Borough. Tom in McCandless. Tommy in Virginia also has it. Mike in Mars came up with it. Jim in Blackridge has the answer. Bob in Freedom. Bruce in Ingram. Kathy in Tionesta. And in addition to all of those correct answers, one from Susie in Alexandria, who joins us now. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
That's him playing in the background with a most distinctive style. Who is it that we're looking for?
Oh, sorry, I just dropped something.
That's okay.
Errol Gardner.
Yes, Errol Gardner. Well done. I thought you were giving yourself your own celebratory, pots and pans, banging on the pots and pans. Hooray!
Right.
Yeah, Errol Gardner, who is one of many incredible pianists that have come from Pittsburgh, and in particular from Westinghouse High School, along with many other musicians. Do you know the song he's best known for, or the one that was a big hit for him?
Misty,
indeed. Big, huge hit. Well, Don, it sounds like you're up and moving already. Are you heading anywhere special?
Well, I'm working today, and today I have the pleasure of working at a place in Pittsburgh. I always mix up where I'm living. I'm not living in Pittsburgh right now.
I understand.
A place in D.C. called the Phillips Collection, which is a kind of expensive. Well, I mean, you know, here all the most of the museums are free. So we're like, oh, $17, that's expensive to go to a museum. I'll be reading books to children.
Oh, how nice.
It's a special library day where... if you sign up, you can come into the library. You can come into the museum for, a period of time.
It is amazing. All of the museums, most of them, in the D.C. area, completely free. The Smithsonian affiliates and some others, and it's just amazing. And they're all outstanding museums too.
Yeah. And I just kick myself, because, I work every other weekend, which, is one thing that is, a strike against me. But it's like, I live here. I really should go to them more often.
The same thing about our museums here in Pittsburgh, which, while not free, are amazing. And I've taken more out-of-town visitors to those museums than I go on my own, and it's it's easy to lose sight of what's in your own backyard.
Well, did you know that Phipps just won a Lifetime Award?
I did not. That's great.
Yeah, they our library, DC Public Library, won that award in the library division, and Phipps was one of the one of the museums. Then they call it a museum, but one of the museums that won it in the museum division.
I'll look for that. I did not know that, and well deserved. I mean, Phipps is an incredible place.
Oh yeah.
Well,
I remember many wonderful visits there.
Yeah, just terrific. Well, an official charge to you, and happy reading today. I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. And a charge also to Larry and Vanessa, who are at Rock Falls Park. Boy, is that a warning or a park name? Rock Falls. I mean, there must be waterfalls called Rock Falls as opposed to Rock Falls Park in Slippery Rock, who came up with Errol Gardner. Take a listen to this, Samara Joy.
Me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your walk my way. a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty whenever you're near. Can't you see that you're leading me on? But it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Following you on my own. Would I wonder that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you know?
Samara Joy with the song Misty. Congratulations again. If you came up with Errol Garner, and he wrote the music to Misty, and it was years later that lyrics were added, and they were added by lyricist Johnny Burke, who wrote quite a bit of the American Songbook, including Pennies from Heaven, Moonlight Becomes You, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams, Imagination, Swinging on a Star, It Could Happen to You, and many, many others. We have another interpretation of Misty coming up in a moment, and another opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And if you log a plane into a cloud, I can't understand. I get misty just to hold in your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Oh, it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the minute you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. Would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing where I put from my lip, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. Would I flounder through this wonderland alone? Never knowing where I put from my lip, my hat from my glove. It's too risky and I'm too much in love.
The Saturday Light Brigade, I was enjoying that song so much, I almost forgot that the microphone was about to come on. That's Misty from Homer and Jethro. Do you know Homer and Jethro? They're both great musicians. Jethro's son is active on Facebook, and I chat with him every now and then about his dad, Jethro Burns, and Homer Hands was also equally great. He passed away before Jethro. Jethro ended up playing with Steve Goodman often and in the other bands. A lot of fun to watch. Great musicians and great comic songwriters and parody makers. That one wasn't quite a parody, but it was fun to listen to, wasn't it? Homer and Jethro.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza features opportunities for parents to meet local businesses offering party services, including venues, entertainment, food, and more. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza takes place on Sunday, July 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South in Bethel Park. More information on Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza and Macaroni Kid newsletters is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Let's open up the Saturday Light Brigade crossword puzzle of the air now and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I see that we are looking for a seven-letter word this morning. Seven letters altogether. And the clue is celebration. Celebration. The third letter is B, as in beaver. And the last letter is E, as in elephant. The clue is celebration. The third letter is B as in beaver. The last letter is E as in elephant. Have you ever called or texted us before? We are here live. Somewhat unusual these days, and we're here to interact with, so I hope that you'll take part today. Not unusual for us, but unusual in terms of radio. 412-200